Welcome to Sleep for Life, the most powerful, drug-free sleep transformation program available. Here are a few instructions for how to get the most out of this experience. Sleep for Life is very easy to use, and the benefits begin almost immediately. All you need to do is listen and pay attention to the five lessons in order and follow Sasha's instructions. I urge you to resist the temptation to skip ahead. You can go as fast as you like, but it is best to listen in blocks of around 30 minutes to an hour at any one time. Take breaks whenever you need. The section called Relaxation Central contains a number of relaxation recordings. Do not listen to any part of Relaxation Central in the car. It may just send you to sleep. And finally, many people start sleeping better immediately. However, you should stick to the program for 30 days. The reason this is so important will become apparent as we go through. And now, over to Sasha.
Lesson 1, Part 1. Dear insomniac, alone in the night, misunderstood, hopeless, exhausted, frightened. For you, I'm here, now. I'm not a doctor, nor do I pretend to be, but I can offer something different from every doctor you've ever come across. You see, I know how it is to be you, and I know how to make you better. Let me speak to you, perhaps like no one has ever spoken to you. Let me be your angel for the day. Let me help. You don't need to tell me how bad your problem is, because I know. I feel your pain like no doctor or therapist or well-meaning family member has ever done. I feel your pain like only a fellow insomniac can, because I've experienced the agony of chronic long-term insomnia. I know the way that insomnia feels like a curse, a disease, an affliction that infects every part of your life. I know that it can take over your life, ruin your life, and ultimately be your life. I know the desperate, panicky, desolate, pitiful loneliness of lying awake at night and the living hell of going through day after day of work and social activities without sleeping. I have wept, prayed, begged, raged, broken down, given up, and been left numb by insomnia. Because I know how you've suffered and how you still suffer, I want nothing more than to help you. It breaks my heart to hear about the appalling advice given to insomniacs and the insensitive and downright negligent way in which they're sometimes treated by the medical profession, treatments that bring with them a whole plethora of new problems and which, unbelievably, often make insomnia worse. Insomnia is often cited as a symptom of depression. I was convinced, perhaps like you, that far from being caused by depression, insomnia has been the cause of my depression. In fact, it may feel like insomnia is the only thing standing between you and a great life. But stand in the way, it does. It stands in the way of fun, career advancement, relationships, lightheartedness, freedom, social life, starting a family, self-development, spiritual growth. No wonder people describe insomnia as a monster, as a curse. Insomnia may seem almost to have a life of its own, an autonomous persona, or a self-sabotaging part of you, over which you have no control. A monster, a possessing demon, which taunts you by day and tortures you by night. This cruel tormentor judges you unworthy, undeserving of sleep, and it punishes you over and over and over, night after night after night. A sadist, a bully. Insomnia is ruthless and relentless. In the deafening, screaming blackness of the sleepless night, I have discovered that the fundamental state of the insomniac is one of profound loneliness. I know how lonely, how separate, how isolated you feel, because I've been there. By night, insomnia separates you from the gently slumbering world of normal sleepers. By day, it isolates you from the bustling world of active, happy people. Locked in a bubble of misery, the day of the sleep-deprived person is a semi-real nightmare. A half-life. A non-life. As insomniacs, we have two choices when it comes to normal, everyday work and social activities. We either complain to a largely non-understanding and sometimes unsympathetic social circle. I didn't sleep well. I can't stay long. I don't think I'm up to that. Sorry, I'm not on top form today. Or we learn to fake it, to smile through the misery, to hide the secret truth. I feel like death. I don't want to be here. If you only knew how tired I feel. Why can't I feel like you do? Why can't I enjoy life? What's wrong with me? Speaking to friends, no one seems to get it. If you're tired, why don't you just sleep? They ask. Or they very helpfully say, you probably do sleep, you just can't remember it. No one gets it. Not therapists, friends or relatives. In fact, not even the doctor seems to get it. Even the sleep doctor doesn't get it. What on earth is wrong with you? Where did your life go? I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to help you get it back. Because now, my friend, it stops here. Your battle with insomnia is over. I'm about to give you your life back. It's time to share with you the gold, the treasure that took a decade and a half to discover, using exactly the methods laid out in this program. I kicked my 15-year chronic insomnia problem, and I now sleep better than I did even as a child. Follow this program, and you can turn your back on insomnia for good. Allow me properly to introduce myself. My name is Sasha Stevens. I'm an ordinary 46-year-old British woman, and I suffered a full 15 years with crippling insomnia before a chance event enabled me to see the problem from a completely new perspective. I went on to make a complete recovery, and I now sleep better than I've ever done. I now run a successful sleep consultation practice over in the UK, and I've written 3 books on the subject of sleep, including the best-selling Effortless Sleep Method, which has sold over 100,000 copies worldwide and has been translated into 3 different languages. I've spent the last 10 years writing about sleep, and I probably have a million words written on the subject. But I know you don't want to hear a million words. You don't want to plough through 600 pages of scientific explanation and lengthy instruction. You don't want hundreds of complicated techniques. You certainly don't want the same old sleep advice to just cut out coffee and relax. You don't want any more sleep meds or over-the-counter remedies that leave you drowsy and grouchy. You just want to be able to go to bed and sleep, like normal people. You want to be able to get natural sleep, like you did as a child. You want something real, you want something permanent, and above all, you want something easy. So, just sit back, listen, let me talk to you, soothe you, reassure you. Because in this program, I've concentrated all I know about treating insomnia down into a precise set of lessons. And in doing so, I've formed the easiest, most powerful and effective sleep training program ever created. I'm not peddling a gimmick, a trick, or an instant snake oil remedy. I'm offering you something better. I'm offering the chance to learn how to sleep again from scratch. I'm offering you an easy-to-follow system that enables you to become a great sleeper by rekindling your innate ability to sleep normally and naturally. To do this, I'm going to take you back to basics, to the beginning, back to that place deep inside that knows how to sleep perfectly, without even thinking about it. It's really a step-by-step foundation program in sleeping. Whether you have just a mild sleeping problem or a chronic, long-term case of insomnia, in these 5 lessons, I will take you on a journey from first beginnings to perfect sleep. However, I know your patience is wearing thin. I know your energy supplies are approaching zero. I know your motivation is low. I know you're all out of hope. So the last thing I want to do is to give you a long and complicated waffling course full of hundreds of steps and all sorts of weird techniques to try. So I've done all I can to make this program as simple as I possibly can. And the next 4 lessons will show you the quickest and easiest way to squeeze sleep back into your life. However, you can't just listen to the lessons. The way to better sleep is not by reading or listening. It's by sleeping better. Listening is only the beginning. Knowing what to do is only the beginning. It's not by listening to this program, but by experiencing the truth of it, that you will overcome insomnia. No matter how good an understanding you have, the only way my words will help you is if you take action on them, live them, and start getting a feel for their truth. You know, over the years, my experience has led me to believe that it's only those who've suffered themselves who can really understand the particular psychology of insomnia. I maintain that only one who suffered this affliction really has an insight into the problem, one who knows the intricacies of how it works, how it gets worse, and critically, what makes it better. I make a big deal over the fact that I know how it feels to be you, that I know how it is to suffer with insomnia. I do this because I think this fact is very important to the efficacy of this program and to your ability to trust fully. I need you to trust that I know what I'm talking about and that I can help you. So before I start teaching you how to get your life back, in the next part, I'm going to tell you a little story. The story of my own sleeping problem. Sorry if I appear to talk about nothing but myself for a little while. There is a reason for it. I don't tell this story in order that we can commiserate with each other. I do this so that you will believe that no matter how bad your problem is, you can get better. Hearing about the experience of a fellow sufferer will prove to you that what you feel, I have felt. What you suffer, I have suffered. So, while you listen to my story of woe in the next part, hold this exciting thought in mind. This person is now sleeping perfectly, effortlessly, every single night.